Hello, this is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripted Guy, and today I want to talk to you about one of the absolute coolest features in Windows PowerShell 5.0, and that is the ability to take strings and turn them into objects. So, for instance, what am I talking about? Well, if I use any of the old-fashioned commands, and by old-fashioned, I mean like, dude, stuff that's been around for like 25, 30 years or more, such as ipconfig, then what comes back from this command is a series of strings. So if I want to try to work with this, to filter it out, to say, you know, just show up stuff that has data instead of stuff that's empty or something like that, then if I want to be able to filter this out, then I have two options. Number one is I can write some pretty complex regular expressions to parse this, or I can try to do some other stuff. But in Windows PowerShell 5, there's a new commandlet, and this commandlet is called convert from string. So if I take a look at the help on convert from a string, then it tells me that I can convert this stuff based upon a delimiter. I can specify property names if I want to, but I don't have to. And so what I like to do is to just simply go ahead and use this command by using its basics. So when I look at my output, for instance, from ipconfig, I notice that basically there's a colon in here, and this colon kind of separates like information on the left from information on the right. So based upon this configuration, then it's actually going to be pretty easy for me to turn this into an object. So I pipe this into convert from string. And, well, not a secure string, just a plain old everyday string. Convert from string. I got a space there. Convert from string. And then I specify that I want my delimiter to be the colon. And so when I press enter, then it's going to come back, and it does a pretty good job of actually splitting stuff. And notice that it creates default property names, P1 and P2. Now, if I look at the object that came back from this, so I type this to get member, then I can see that I have note properties, P1 and P2, and it is, in fact, a custom object. So that was actually pretty cool. So what can I do with this? Well, since it's an object, this means that I can actually, you know, filter it. I can do other stuff with it. So, for instance, I'm going to pipe it to a where object. And I'm going to look at specifically where there's a value of the property P2. And so then now we see it comes back here, and we can see that, you know, we've got data here, we've got data over there, and that it actually, you know, works pretty cool.